New Testament lesson is from the Gospel of Matthew, the 11th chapter. We'll begin reading, it's on page 11 in your pew Bibles. We'll begin reading at verse 16, we'll read down through verse 19, and then we will flip and take up reading at verse 25. The Word of God. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this, his holy word. Again, will you join me in prayer? Let us pray. O gracious Lord, help us to hear the words of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Here is a truism. Not everyone in first century Palestine came running after John the Baptist and Jesus. Some simply listened to them out of curiosity or maybe wanting to be entertained. Go ahead, Jesus, perform a miracle. Cool. Folks accused John the Baptist of being demon-possessed, and others accused Jesus of spending too much time with sinners and not enough time with saints. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn, said Jesus. In the church, we grow weary sometimes because our footprint in our community is not larger. In just a few minutes, we will commission our young people and adults who are going to Pinyon, New York, to do mission work. And we are so delighted we can do that. And yet we grow so sad when we realize there is so much need in all of our communities. Did you hear Kirk Reno say, We're building a wheelchair ramp for a woman who lives in Hampton. Now multiply that woman who lives in Hampton who needs a wheelchair ramp by every community in the United States of America. There is a whole bunch of need. Why do current poll researchers say Islam is growing at a faster rate than Christianity is? Why aren't our churches overflowing with people each week? Why do so many of our neighbors stay home on Sundays instead of attending any worship service? I hate to brag, and I don't mean to boast, we are the only family on our cul-de-sac that goes to church on Sundays. Well, you know what is very interesting? Even in the face of a lukewarm reception to John and to Jesus, Jesus nevertheless took the time to give thanks to God, because he knew when all is said and done, God remains in charge, and Jesus was and is and will always be the world's Savior, regardless of what other religions or other philosophies say. God is in control. Oh, but some of us who know the church laugh with that old chestnut. The church is sometimes like Noah's Ark. If it weren't for the storm outside, you couldn't stand the smell inside. Phew. Or as St. Augustine once said, there are many sheep outside the flock and many wolves within it. But here comes our Texas good news. Do not be discouraged. God is in charge, not you or me. Jesus is truth himself, and God offers us all an invitation to find our rest in Jesus, because it is not up to us to save the world. That is God's task, not ours. Oh, yes, we can certainly help and work as hard as we can to help with the Lord's harvest. But ultimately, it is the good Lord who decides who's saved and who's not. But if I read Psalm 145, verse 14 correctly, as Rich mentioned in one of his prayers this morning, the Lord helps those who are falling and who are bowed down. All those who struggle with life's demands and challenges and heartbreaks and struggles. God has a bias to especially help these people. It's just the way God is. And it's why the church works so hard throughout the year to extend mercy and kindness to others. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the writer Anne Lamott. She is a brilliant writer and thinker who attends a Presbyterian church in Marin City, California. Once upon a time, Anne will tell you that she was a very serious alcoholic. 5 or 6 drinks when she got home from work led to 5 or 6 drinks more, and then she'd pass out, and then she'd be hungover the next day, all to repeat that process. And then one day she got clean, thanks to a group like AA, which met several times a week for several years with Anne in that group. Gradually, with the help of a fellow alcoholic, and began to fall in love with sobriety rather than being drunk. Anne came to see that Jesus came to her in the person of Loretta. Loretta was the person who picked her up every evening and drove her to AA meetings and then drove her back home. It was Loretta who helped Anne get on the path to sobriety instead of drunkenness. Sometimes the Spirit of Jesus comes to us in the words and deeds of others. Maybe it's a Loretta or Mike or an Arba or a Nate or a Jerry or a Tina or a Rich or Hans. Jesus offers healing and refreshment and renewal and strength and mercy, especially to you and me who have known brokenness and failure. I'm not going to apologize for it. That's just the way God is. Thank God. And that's the right attitude to have no matter where you find yourself in life. Thank God. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we do thank you so very much for always being there for us and for showing us the way back to you, back to your kingdom. Lord, bless all the little Jesuses in our lives who come to us as Loretta came to Anne many years ago. And we thank you for all those brothers and sisters in Christ who continue to show us the way. In Jesus' name we pray.